I am Nolene. It is 2:48 p.m., the 30th of the 5th, 2011. In John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus Christ said, I and my Father are one. Jesus Christ was not saying, I am the Father. He was not saying, I am God. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus Christ was on the face of the earth when he spoke these words. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. He was on the earth, and his Father was in heaven. Jesus Christ did not say, I am the Father, I am God. In John chapter 10, verse 38, Jesus Christ said, But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. In Matthew 7, verse 21, Jesus Christ was on the face of the earth when he said, My Father which is in heaven. In John 10:38, Jesus Christ said, The Father is in me and I in him. He did not say, I am the Father, I am God. In John chapter 16, verse 32, Jesus Christ said, Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. In Matthew 7, verse 21, Jesus Christ was on the earth, and he said his Father was in heaven. In John 16:32, Jesus Christ said, And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. In John 10:30, Jesus Christ said, I and my Father are one. In John chapter 14, verse 28, Jesus Christ said, Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Jesus Christ did not say, I am the Father, I am God. Jesus Christ did not commit blasphemy. Jesus said, I go unto the Father. Jesus Christ was going to the Father. He also said, My Father is greater than I. Jesus Christ did not say he was the Father. He did not say he was God. He said his Father was greater than him. And yet, in John 30, Jesus Christ said, I and my Father are one. He also said, The Father is in me and I in him. John, verse 38 of chapter 10. When Jesus Christ said, I and my Father are one, Jesus Christ was saying, I and my Father are tuned into one another via electronic means. Jesus Christ was able to communicate directly into the mind of his Father via electronic means, and his Father was able to communicate directly into his mind via electronic means. From heaven, the Lord God Almighty was communicating with his Son, Jesus Christ, upon this earth. When medical science can prove that two people can become one person via electronic means, it will be proven that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And when this is proven, billions of Jews will be converted to Christianity, and billions of Muslims will be converted to Christianity. The devil was once a member of the kingdom of God. He was thrown out of heaven with a third of the angels of heaven. The devil also has this power, and the devil uses this power in this earth. With this power, the devil and his demons in their thousands and thousands are able to become one person. They are able to think and act as one person, and with their thousands and thousands of voices, these people can think and speak as one person upon one voice, an ability which the Lord God Almighty also has. The Lord God Almighty and his Son Jesus Christ and his 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of accumulating angels are able to join together via electronic means as one person. They are able to think and act as one person, and they are able to speak with their thousands and thousands and thousands of voices upon one voice. When medical science, with the use of electronic means, can take two people, Mary and John, and when they can put Mary in one room and John in another room, and give Mary something to read, and John in the next room can actually speak what she is reading with her voice out of his mouth, medical science will prove that two people can be made one, and that Jesus Christ was saying, I and my Father are one via electronic means. Mary from the other room can bend John's finger. John from his room can bend Mary's finger. It does not hurt. Does it hurt you when you bend your finger? It does not hurt. The only time it would hurt is if John had a sore finger and Mary moved his sore finger. Two people can be made one person via electronic means. The Lord God Almighty has the power to make 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of angels and Jesus Christ his Son, and also himself, one person who can think and act as one person, and with their thousands and thousands and thousands of voices can actually speak upon one voice, speaking the same words, thinking the same thing at the same time. Medical science, when you prove that two people can be made one person, and that perhaps even an astronaut in space who has been made one person with a person upon the face of this earth can actually from space communicate to the person on this earth and have his voice come out of that person's mouth, or actually bend the finger of that person, communicate with one another via thoughts from space to the earth, you will prove that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and you will convert billions and billions of Jews to Christianity, billions and billions of Muslims to Christianity. You will also convert billions and billions of members of the human race upon this earth to Christianity. I am Noel Lean. I learned this knowledge as a result of the devil arriving on my doorstep and trying to deceive me into giving him my Bible studies. I am Nolene Joy Rout. Jesus Christ was a billions and billions of years old man. He lived in a kingdom where people loved one another. God, who is light and who also is love, loved his Son, and he loved his Father. And 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of angels also loved Jesus Christ, and he loved them. These people were in close contact for billions and billions of years. For the first time in his existence, Jesus Christ was cut off from these people, totally cut off, when the sins of mankind were placed upon his body. The devil then, with his electronic devices, tuned into the mind of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was grievously vexed and tortured and tormented by the devils in their thousands and thousands until the moment of his death. I am Noel Dean.